You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay originally aired on December 7th, 1990.
Driving along the highway the other day, I noted a small patch of soiled white fur plastered to the tarvia, apparently by the heavy wheels of a truck. An ignominious end for an interesting and little-known hunter, the weasel. It took me back 15 years, shortly after we had opened Beaver Lake Nature Center, when an ermine, the white-collar phase of the short-tailed weasel, chose to hunt during daylight hours in the woods adjacent to the building. Because there was no snow on the ground, his lovely white pelage made him conspicuous indeed. Only the black tip of his tail matched his surroundings, and that only the deepest shadows. This may have placed him at some disadvantage in stalking the small mammals and birds, which are his usual fare, and may have accounted for his being abroad in areas where we had not seen him before. Perhaps he had not dined with accustomed regularity since donning his immaculate white coat. It hadn't snowed. This wraith-like creature is a member of an interesting and mysterious clan of short-legged and mostly slim-bodied hunting machines, which includes the fisher or pecan, the marten or sable, the ferrets and polecats, the mink and otters. Less weasel-like in appearance and far more formidable in reputation are the skunks, the badgers, the ratel, and the wolverine. This last creature, the largest of the land weasels, only the sea otter and the giant river otter of Brazil are larger, is considered pound for pound to be the most formidable of North American mammals. Even bear and mountain lion are said to avoid confrontation with it. The ermine, weighing less than a pound and measuring less than a foot in length, is a fierce and relentless hunter. Although afraid of man, he seems possessed of overpowering curiosity, frequently appearing again and again, apparently trying for a better view. Once when I was sketching from a perch on a huge fallen willow trunk by the banks of the Shenango River, my attention was attracted by a scurrying movement at the far end. One end of the debarked and bleached log lay at the apex of a huge pile of driftwood. As I carefully shifted my eyes in the direction of the movement, I saw the slim chocolate-brown body of a large New York or long-tailed weasel disappearing in the tangle of sticks. He reappeared in a second and took a few tentative hops in my direction, nervously testing the air with his sharp nose. He retreated again, only to reappear in a second and take a few more testing steps in my direction. This kept up for a dozen minutes, and because I had my camera ready, with telephoto lens attached, I obtained several passable pictures of him. In my excitement, however, I behaved like an amateur and wasted more good opportunities than I took advantage of. It soon became clear that the weasel was determined to use the log as a bridge, so I retreated and allowed him to pass. Most of my experience with weasels have proved them to be energetic, curious, and relatively fearless, but not all of them have had such innocuous results. Once, for instance, when I was working at the Ithaca Game Farm, a short-tailed weasel dispatched over 5 dozen young chicks, their pheasant chicks, between 5 p.m. when I checked the birds last and 6 p.m. when the night man checked them. Many would say that this record of ruthless killing was also typical of weasels. Our best guess, however, was that the weasel had come in search of food for his young, but was unable to drag any of the chicks out of the brooder house and kept killing in search of one which he could squeeze through the tiny cracks and holes in the pen. Nearly every available hole was stuffed with a dead chick, securely lodged there. In perhaps a dozen encounters with weasels, including observing the killing of deer mice, field mice, and shrews, but never any wild birds, I have only grown to admire their beauty and their efficiency more. That encounter at Beaver Lake 15 years ago was in many ways the most satisfying, for the exquisite beauty of the animal etched against the somber background was comparable to a jewel in a perfect natural setting. The weasel has natural enemies, including both dogs and house cats, but his most formidable enemy may still be the prejudiced hunter who attempts to wipe out everyone he sees. Not much sense to persecute any of our most persistent allies in our never-ending battle against rodents. Every weasel killed may be 100 field mice saved, and 100 of those prolific rascals saved could mean a million offspring which could eat tons of clover, alfalfa, and timothy, not to mention the wheat, oats, and corn consumed. So you see, even one with a reputation like the weasel can often be the ally that we need. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.